Light rain and diminished wind has helped keep the Funny River fire from substantial growth over the past 2 days. It's 30% contained, and as of this afternoon, it's estimated to have burned more than 183,000 acres on the central Kenai Peninsula. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has this update.
A crew of more than 700 people has been fighting the fire around the clock. High winds and dry conditions fueled its spread last week. But over the past few days, the weather has been on the firefighters' side. And now fire management officials are able to give some good news.
All evacuation advisories were lifted late this morning for the area around the Funny River fire. And that's good news for the homeowners. You don't have to stay on hair trigger alert that things are going to change for the worse. Things are looking much, much better with the rain. And the rain forecast is, or the weather forecast is looking for even more rain and finally maybe some harder rain later this week.
That's Jim Schwarber, a public information officer with the Alaska Incident Management Team.
This weather really moderates fire behavior and allows the firefighters to get in closer and do direct line building and do a direct attack on the fire instead of defending. The neighborhoods were able to go after the fire and further contain it.
But Schwarber says the amount of rain falling is not enough to penetrate the thick canopy of black spruce. That means for a while, there will still be hot spots where the fire is smoldering. And if the rain stops, the ground will dry out quickly. He says that could lead to more active fires down the line. But he says the team in place has a lot of support.
I think something that is really important to note is this fire is now ranked number one in priority in the nation. And that's something Alaska fires rarely do.
That's because it's not competing for resources with many other large fires in the lower 48. At this time, Schwarber says operations are still focused on containing the part of the fire that jumped the Kenai River. But he says crews have nearly completed a containment line along the entire western and northern flanks. Schwarber says the fire has been growing to the southeast on the shore of Tustamina Lake. There are several cabins in that area, as well as a fish weir. Firefighting crews have been sent in to prepare those structures. Hotshot crews are in place to defend them if the fire does spread in that direction. Overall, Schwarber says the team has made good progress and is planning for the next few days.
This has been a big, significant fire. A lot was at risk here from this fire, and the community and firefighters are all, avoided a disaster here.
Weather can be a wild card, but crews are hoping for more rain so they can continue to keep one step ahead of the Funny River fire. Reporting from Soldotna, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.